In the last 3 weeks, we have been looking at the three subjects in our catechism questions, at justification, adoption, and sanctification. And one of the things that these three doctrines have in common that we notice from the answers of each one is that they're all an act of God or a work of God. Justification and adoption is an act of God, and sanctification is a work of God. Now the next question that we look at, question 35, what are the benefits which in this life do either accompany or flow from justification, adoption, and sanctification? And we'll see next week that there's benefits in death, and then there's benefits at the resurrection. But our question this morning emphasizes in this life. But there's benefits not only in this life, but also in death, and also at the day of resurrection, of all these doctrines. And I think that's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that the doctrines of the Bible are not mere ideologies. They're not mere philosophies. There is benefits from justification, from adoption, and from sanctification. In other words, they are practical doctrines. They're not just something that men up in some, you know, secluded tower dream up to waste away their lives. There's actually benefits to believing in these things. There's many books you can read, and even religious books that you can read, but they don't have a here and now benefit, a practical benefit to your life here and now. That cannot be said about these doctrines. There are blessings and benefits and uses, if I can use that word, to these doctrines. And we see in the answer, the benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from justification are assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Spirit, increase of grace, perseverance in it to the end. And in a few moments I'm going to ask some of you to read. Raymond, would you mind reading when I ask Romans 5 verses 1 and 2 and verse 5? Tom, if you would read Romans 14 and verse 17. Alex, if you'd read Proverbs 4 verse 18. Liam, 1 John 5, 13. And who haven't I asked? Bob, would you mind reading 1 Peter 1 verse 5, if you don't mind, please? Now, I hope you remembered which one is which, if that's okay. So, the benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from justification are assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Spirit, increase of grace, perseverance in it to the end. Now, notice the phrase here, the benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from. In other words, the picture here is that justification, adoption, and sanctification are like the beginning of a river. And justification, adoption, and sanctification are the beginning of the river. And from the beginning of that river, these things flow out of this river, of this fountainhead, of the beginning of the stream, of this river. And these are the things that are listed. And there's five of them. There's number one, assurance of God's love. Number two, peace of conscience. Number three, joy in the Holy Ghost. Four, increase of grace. And fifthly, perseverance in grace to the end. Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 and verse 5.
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
Thank you, Raymond. We see here illustrated in the scriptures what I was just saying. Therefore, being justified, the head of the river, the beginning, the fountainhead or the spring of the river. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have all these things. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And verse 5, and hopeth maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Who today does not want to have assurance? Who today does not want to know when they die they're going to heaven? Only a fool would not want that. Well, assurance is based upon our justification and flows from it. But then peace of conscience. If I'm looking to myself for peace of conscience, there'll be none. But peace of conscience can be based on justification. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But then joy in the Holy Ghost. And again, he could spend, and for the sake of John, I'm not going to spend any sort of extended time on these things. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Who doesn't want joy? Who doesn't want to be filled with a real sense of joy? All these things flow from this idea of justification, or from this doctrine of justification. But then increase of grace. That there's this biblical principle that as we grow in the grace and knowledge of God, the more we grow in the understanding that we have been justified, that we have been made right in the sight of God, that God sees us as innocent judicially, not that God is blind, but that judicially God sees us as innocent. Because of that, we can then grow in the grace and knowledge of God and being fruitful. And then the great doctrine of perseverance is based upon justification. Because if God has declared me innocent judicially, there is in that very declaration a promise of perseverance. He who perseveres to the end will be saved. What does that mean? He who perseveres in faith, not in good works, not living a good life, but he who perseveres in his faith. And once we have been declared righteous, that faith will endure unto the end. Romans chapter 14 and verse 17. It's wonderful, isn't it, that when Paul comes to actually declare what the kingdom of God is, it's all these things. The kingdom of God is not about bricks and mortar. The kingdom of God is not about even the things that we read in the book of Revelation about what heaven is like. That's not the substantial part of the kingdom of God. The substance of the kingdom of God is a relationship with God. They will be my people. I will be their God. All of this flows from these doctrines of justification, adoption. I am a child of God. And because I'm a child of God, because God has made me a member of His family, a member of His household, therefore I will spend all eternity with Him in heaven. And sanctification. God has set me apart from the world. God has said, you are no longer numbered among the heathen. Once we were not a people, but now we are the people of God. Wonderful doctrine. Proverbs 4, verse 18. Wonderful verse. Thanks, Alex. The path of the just, the path of the righteous, is as a shining light that groweth brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Wonderful, wonderful verse. That's God's plan. Because God has justified me, because God has made me a member of His family, because God has set me apart, made a distinction between the world and His people, therefore, I know one day I will be with Him. 1 John 5, verse 13.
These things are written unto you, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, and know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name.
John didn't write that to unbelievers. We often use that verse with the unbeliever, don't we? But John writes this to the people of God. I write these things to you that you may know assurance, that you may be convinced, that you may be assured. It's the will of God that we be convinced, that we be assured. Spurgeon once spoke of the fully assured Christian as a giant in the army of God. 1 Peter, finally, chapter 1, verse 5.
Who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Wonderful verse. Kept by what? Kept by the dunamis, the dynamite of God, the power of God. We are kept not by ourselves. If I was to trust in me for the next 5 minutes, I would lose heart. But we are kept by the very power of God that created this universe. That's the power we're kept by. That's the power that keeps us ready to be revealed. See, we don't see it, do we? It says in the verse, ready to be revealed at the last time. We don't see it, but we believe it by faith. What are the benefits which in this life do either accompany or flow from justification, adoption and sanctification? The benefits which in this life do accompany or flow from justification are assurance of God's love, peace of conscience, joy in the Holy Spirit, increase of grace, perseverance in it to the end. Amen.